Cigar Corner, Part 2. Hey, everybody. Can you say holy smokes? Guess what, kiddos? I just got back from the 5th annual Great Cigar Smoke Out on the White House lawn with the Pope of Cigars himself, Jim Belushi. This yearly event is held to raise awareness, educate, and eventually legalize cigar smoking, which is why you can bet donuts to dollars, dollars you can light on fire and then use the fire to light your cigar with, like the rich guy in Monopoly, that if there's a cigar to be smoked, the Belushi-mobile will be pulling up to the curb of cigar smoking, and Jim Belushi will get out and smoke up a fatty, which is exactly what happened. I was at Houlihan's in the Georgetown area having some vertical onion rings for lunch when all of a sudden there was this hullabaloo going on outside. I got the day manager from Staples, who was blocking my view, to move to the side, thus revealing one of the most glorious sights a CS, cigar smoker, could ever hope to see. It was, ready for this, Jim Belushi! He was getting his tip back from the valet when I spotted him in all of his Belushi-filled splendor. I went outside to say, "What's up?" One of Jim's favorite gags is the What's Up sketch from the Budweiser ads, and to see if Jim had any of the money that he owed me from the crazy Hooters night in New Orleans. Jim saw me, and before I could even get a what for the What's Up thing, he grabbed me, put me in a big old bear hug, lifted me up, and slammed me to the ground. Ouch! He laughed, so then I started laughing too. Man, that guy. The Babalush lit up a Davenport squish, took a few hits, and decided that we should go to see this friend of his named Cheyenne Spread. She worked in a gentleman's dancing club, he said, and he said he had a surprise for her. I knew something wasn't kosher in Denmark by the way he spit on the ground and my shoes after he said the word surprise. My cigar smoker sense was telling me they weren't really friends after all. We got in the Babalush-mobile, the same one from K9, and sped off. But first things first. I waited in the car while the Belulu took a dump behind the parking lot of Savetown. He borrowed my shirt to wipe his ass, and off we went to see Cheyenne. We got to the club, which, I have to say, gave off some strange vibes immediately. Right away, they see Jim coming, and they make all nice with a, "Hello, Mr. Belushi, and how's your current suite?" and "We must insist that you leave a credit card this time," etc., etc. Enough with the ass-kissing! It's the Belushi! He's just doing his thing, man! Which, at this point, was seeing one of his girlfriends. Jim lit up a beautiful Coco Havana Tanacana No. 6 and sucked away. I joined in the spirit by lighting up my own Rhapsody and cigar and ordered a shrimp cocktail. After about a minute, Cheyenne came over and sat down. Now, I don't consider myself the smartest chip in the cookie, but I ain't the dumbest either. I figured out pretty quickly that this girl at our table had a bit of a secret, if you know what I mean. And what I mean is, that secret is that she's a he. In other words, a dude! I started trying to figure out a way to tell Jimbo without getting him upset or embarrassed. I needed to head this thing off at the pass before Jim got his horn dog on. I turned my head for maybe 5 seconds when they announced the latest dancer, Big Man Tate, and when I looked back, Jim and Cheyenne were walking off to the VIP room hand in hand. Oh, man. I wish I could have seen the look on Jim's face when he felt around down there, and instead of Tuna Valley, he grabbed a hold of a dude's cock. Well, I grinned like the devil's nephew as I thought about that and lit up a Dunkirk Frightener. After what seemed like an hour, Jim and Cheyenne came strolling back looking like they were in love or something. I guess they just talked because, oh, well, leave it to the Belushi. More later, kiddos. David.